brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Chris, how can we help?
Great. How are you, Ken and George?
We're having a blast. I just heard it. I heard it in the way you said George. That's beautiful. I love the Boston accent.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
I think.
So what's going on?
So I have a question. I am currently my wife and I are net worth millionaires. I'm 45. She is 32. I'm struggling a little bit on kind of what's underneath that and the approach that I should take. So we have a house, and we also have a second investment property. On top of that, some student loans and a car loan. Just kind of curious, essentially we're in baby step two, and we do have an emergency fund of a little bit more than $1,000. I'm struggling with the emergency fund of $1,000 if something major goes wrong and we need to repair the house, a furnace goes, or a roof needs to be replaced, or, you know, something like that where, you know, we are net worth millionaires. So I'm just kind of looking for advice on the next step to take and whether or not I should sell my investment property potentially and get rid of all of the other debt underneath and just have my mortgage left. So I'm just kind of looking for some advice.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on the plan. I mean, congratulations on being net worth millionaires at such a young age. That's an accomplishment. So tell me these debts. How much do you have in student loans?
So student loans, between the two of us, we have about $37,000.
And the car loans?
$35,000, just one car loan. My wife has a car, but it's paid off.
Okay. And your primary mortgage?
The primary mortgage is $214,000. We do have a secondary of about $42,000 on the mortgage. The property's worth about $550,000 currently.
Okay. The secondary, is that like a HELOC or a home equity loan?
It is. It is, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm looking to sell the investment property, because the HELOC rates are just not favorable at all right now.
And I mean, I'm guessing yours is variable,
zero,
right?
It is.
And then your rental mortgage, what's left on that?
$40,000. And that's worth about $230,000.
Okay, so let's play this out. You sell the rental, you would net how much, like $160,000 or something?
After taxes, I would net approximately like $160,000 to $170,000 after I pay taxes and the realtor fees.
Okay. And then from smallest to largest debt, we would pay off the car loan and the student loans, right?
I could pay off the car loan, student loans, the condo, and the second mortgage and have everything gone.
Yes. So that would leave you with, let's say, $46,000 in savings, and that, let's call that your emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add up what all those payments add up to between the student loans, the car loans, the rental, the second mortgage. Are we talking $2,000, $3,000 a month that you'd have back in your life?
So if I, yeah, so between, no, not quite. So between what I pay for payments now and what I would save, I'm looking at an extra like $500 or $600 a month. In payments.
What's your rental mortgage every month?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm looking at it differently. So I'm looking at about $2,000 in payments. The difference between the two, it's about $2,000 in payments.
Okay, so you just got a sizable raise with $2,000 extra a month back in your life. And for that reason, I'm doing this.
Good.
And if you want to get back into real estate investing later on in life, it's totally fine. We love real estate, but I would do it with cash. And that's going to be a slower process, but it's also going to be a more peaceful process.
Yeah, I think I'm done with the real estate world. I think, you know, at my age, I went through some health issues, was out of work for about 4.5 years. And I'm back to work now, but I'm looking to eventually get into something that I love. I've actually been contemplating, financial planning and being a financial coach. I've actually talked to Brad a few different times. And so I'm looking to even potentially, you know, downsize my job, so to speak,
and do what you want to do.
I love.
I'd love to help.
As opposed
yeah,
to,
that's awesome. Yeah. What's your current household income? I'm curious.
It's about two and a quarter.
Wow. What do you make of that?
About 140.
Okay. So what do you think?
What do you think the options are beyond financial coaching? Because that's a start from scratch. That's a hang a shingle. That's like really gutting it out. That takes time to build. Are there other things in the finance world that you're intrigued by?
Yeah, I mean, I could always be a, you know, there are a lot of companies that look for maybe like part-time controller or, you know, even bookkeeping, something a little bit more simple. You know, if we downsize and all we have is this one mortgage left, the funds don't need to be as great. And we have about $650,000 in retirement savings as well.
Good.
Wonderful.
Well, I would look at,
you know, we're on track there.
I'm going to give you a couple of things. I'm going to give you my Get Clear career assessment. It's a wonderful little tool. It's not a personality assessment. It's not at all. It's nothing to do with personality. It's really about how you're wired. And I want you to take that. It's my gift to you. And I think it's going to really help you with some more clarity and maybe just a whole lot of confirmation and confidence. So I'm going to give you that. And then I want to give you the book, The Proximity Principle. It's the number one bestseller, and it's all about the right people in the right places to help you make that transition when you're ready to make it. And it works. The Proximity Principle works on the front end in that before I confirm that I want to pivot to something different, I want to hang out with people that are in that world. So maybe an accountant, maybe a CPA, maybe a bookkeeper, maybe a financial coach. Spending time over coffee or a meal with all those people allows you to kind of do a high school level term paper on the good, the bad, and the ugly about these things. And it allows your heart to go ding, 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 or the and I want you to have those two gifts because I want you to have a smooth transition. Because financially, with George's advice, you guys are, boy, you're just going to have a lot of peace and a whole lot of opportunity to build.
I agree.
Awesome. Love it. Well, hang on the line.
It's exciting.
And we'll get you both of those, the Get Clear assessment and the Proximity Principle.
I love the heart of this because we're getting out of debt so that we have career options. We can do the thing we've always dreamed of.
To do the thing he wants to do.
And most people, they don't have the margin to do that.
And point something else out. He has this insight because of a health issue that thankfully he got through. And 4 years of not working because of health, George. I just want to point out to our audience, when you hear me talk, because, you know, I'm not the money personality, you're like, oh, why is that guy on the show, or, you know, whatever. Maybe you say that.
No
maybe
one
you
thinks
don't.
That.
Here's what I'm saying. 4 years without doing work will get a person to a place of tremendous clarity on doing something that matters. If you ever talked to somebody who hasn't worked, and I'm not talking in retirement, I'm saying there was a stoppage of work. There's something about the soul, George, that craves to make a contribution. And I love how it led him to this point. And because of this financial opportunity and financial peace and the baby steps, he's going to be able to pursue it. That's how it all ties together.
Full circle.
Yeah, really good stuff. Thank you for the call, Chris.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.